Austin.
Bradley Dean.
A man barely alive.
Bradley Dean.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him.
Yes.
We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man.
What kind of rights do you think Eric Holder would give him?
Depends if you voted for him, donated to him.
Bionic Bradley.
He helped out the DOJ.
Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster.
Wow. Is this like 70?
Bionic Bradley. Receiving special rights from criminal attorney Eric Holder. What kind of rights, Jake, do you suppose he'd give me?
Dancing rights.
Dancing.
This reminds me of the 70s. I've never even heard of this.
You haven't?
No.
Well, dude, you need to talk to the attorney.
I need to.
Of the Department of Injustice, man, because he's got a way of giving special rights to people.
If we have a bionic man, then he must have certain, you know, innate civil and human rights.
Alienable rights.
Yeah.
I didn't say in.
Oh, alienable rights.
So what kind of rights do you suppose aliens would receive from this criminal administration?
Well, I know
jokes on America, of course.
I know Sid the Sloth
to say,
gets
but
rights.
What's that?
I do know Sid the Sloth gets rights, according to
this what kind of rights do you think? What kind of rights do you think Sid has?
I think special rights for people whose eyes
are a little bit
stretched out.
No offense,
each other.
But I'm telling you what, there's a strong contrast between him and Sid.
I've heard that before.
Doesn't anyone love me?
I'm telling you.
Isn't there anyone who cares about Kit the Sloth?
Yeah. Oh,
Eric Holder does.
He's such a victim.
Eric does.
Yeah.
Eric cares about
Sid. He's the guy that says we should brainwash the youth concerning gun control, about guns.
Bad movies that a government tolerates and allows and protects.
Can I ask you something? What do you think foreign people think of this people in this country?
Well, for
they
got to
be thinking you are out of your mind.
Mm-hmm. What they tolerate.
Yeah.
And they're also probably thinking, hey, we've already been there. We're sitting in this pool.
But Jake Provada just came out recently, and they said that, do you not realize that the man in office is a straight communist? He's whatever the devil wants him to be, said Saul Alinsky. But the point is, he's a straight. Everything that he's doing is Marxism.
Yep.
And if you want to see who he's emulating, is Mao Zedong to a T.
It's right out of the playbook.
Yep, using the young to overthrow the old, throwing off a republic by using a democracy. For those that thought we were a democracy.
That's right.
But what's the answer? Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation. For a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. What's going to happen when America finally figures out they didn't have to suffer the abuses of corruption? They're going to probably end up learning after the fact. History teaches us that. But what do you suppose that... Let's ask the question here. What kind of response do you think corruption would have when they quit acting like the American people are so stupid, when the American people rise up and bring judgment upon their crimes of our republic?
That's going to send a very strong message all the world.
Well, let's say, for example, the attorney general, who is criminal, and we know he's criminal.
Yep.
America knows he's criminal. This is common knowledge.
He should be in jail.
And let's say he was thrown in jail for his crimes against the republic, at least. Okay? How do you suppose corruption in government would respond to the fact that the American people are no longer tolerating crimes from one of the highest offices in the country? You think it would stop?
Yeah.
I bet it would, so.
They'd have to go back to the drawing board.
What do you think this man in office would do if he realized that the American people would tolerate his crimes no more?
They wouldn't commit the crimes.
Well, we could have Satan himself, and we got something that's pretty close to that right now in office. Well, I mean, we could hold his feet to the fire, and he wouldn't move an inch, would he?
That's right.
That's the people's power.
That's right.
But the people have to realize they can come together, and the people's within them.
Yeah.
It's like a jury. Jury has the power. The judge doesn't.
That's right.
Yes. And, of course, we receive the knowledge of what law is, right from wrong, from the judge of all the earth.
That's right.
The supreme judge of the world, said our forefathers.
Amen.
Hearken unto me, O my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for light of the people. My righteousness is near. My salvation has gone forth. Salvation, my friends, is liberation from bondage, sin. And mine arms shall judge the people. The isle shall wait upon me, and on my arm shall they trust. Hearken unto me, you that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be afraid of their revelings. Huh. Man, it's all in the Word of God.
Don't fear man, fear God, and stand on His Word.
What kind of a right do you suppose isn't it interesting? He's taking away the rights to the guise of his authority.
Yep.
He's taking away the rights lawfully from the people, and he's calling them rights as he gives them to criminals in foreign nations. Boy, oh boy, is this happening in our countries? Is this what God promised he would do to a nation that forsakes him? It's exactly verbatim. It totally is.
If you have that, just to bring up what you just said, how is he denying our rights by giving a pathway to illegals? Well, what he's saying is that the law is irrelevant. The law is there to prevent people from committing crimes. But if we say, well, we know there's a law there, it's supposed to prevent people from committing crimes, but we want to give them a license to commit crimes, then what good is the law? Why not just get rid of the whole law?
Well, what good are they?
That's right. What about the DOJ? Why do we need the DOJ?
They're not preserving the Republic any longer, friends. Now they're purposely destroying the Republic.
Yep. Because now it's become privileges. You have privileges that you can take from your government. Well, the purpose of government was always to protect your rights and your rights, period. If you have rights, they're protected by law, so government follows the law and applies the law to criminals.
I know when people respond. When their personal rights have been violated.
Of course.
That's when it
happens. You see that all over.
Yeah.
You see that all over the country. Matter of fact, there is a lot of people right now learning about their rights, but it's not enough to learn. It's enough to apply. And when you apply that, there's only one way to apply it. And I've said it before on the radio program. There's been countries that have copied our Constitution word for word and tried to establish it as their own Constitution, and it failed. Because the citizenry wasn't alive. The citizenry wasn't virtuous. And like John Adams said, a constitution was made for a moral and religious people. It's wholly inadequate. It's not adequate. The paper doesn't do anything. It's the people's self-government that makes it adequate. And then we have the rules. Here's the rules. Here's the guidelines. It's like education. You can apply education. Our president right now claims to be a constitutional scholar.
Yeah.
He studied that constitution.
He sure did.
Does he know it? Maybe he. I'll tell you what. A criminal always knows the law.
He knows how to break it. He knows the Declaration of Independence. We know that for sure. Especially when he keeps God out. Purposely.
And they know how to break it.
That's right.
That?
No, of course.
The teleprompter, though, it scrolled up on the teleprompter.
And what did DN say? They wanted to eradicate God.
Yeah. Why? Why would they have that on the platform?
So America is at length saying we're okay with the fact that government no longer submits to God. We were just talking about this yesterday. I said, you know, isn't it interesting? Because we hear these idiots that talk about lines between church and state. Which is in Article 52 of the USSR Constitution. That's Russia. Isn't it interesting that when people say lines between church and state, my response from this point on is going to be, so what are you suggesting? Are you suggesting that it's okay for government to kill? Well, no, I'm not saying that they can kill.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Well, who told them that they're not supposed to kill? God. Okay, so how do you separate the two, one from another then?
You can't.
You can't. So are you suggesting to me, Mr. Lines Between Church and State, that it's okay for your government to steal? Because, by the way, that's what they're doing, and they're trying to advocate that. They're trying to normalize the crime by stealing your tax dollars and reallocating them to any bureaucracy that they themselves create through crime. Is that what you're saying? Well, of course not. Well, who told you not to steal? God told you that. So how are they separate? Well, let me ask you another question. Just like James Wilson rightly said, the two sciences run together. Of course, science is the study of creation. God is not a part of himself. He's not apart from himself. Absolutely. Is it wrong to lie? Yeah, it's wrong to lie. Or are you telling me that it's okay for your government to lie because they're trying to advocate the crime of lying to you continuously? Well, no, that's not what I'm saying. Well, who told him that he couldn't lie?
You know, I don't think I really know what I was saying.
Do you like your employees lying to you? Because that's exactly what you're advocating if you're saying lines between church
that's
and
illegal.
State. Backwards. Mm-hmm. Let's put it forwards, friends. God in government, God gave government. Can't get away from it, can you? Oh, the atheists just hate that.
Now what do we do?
Oh, no!
Now what?
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Oh, my gosh. You ready for this one, friends? Brussels, April. Just this last week, 2013, the head of the Catholic Church in Belgium, Archbishop André Joseph Lenard, or Leonard, they probably say it Lenard over there, remained calmly seated with his eyes closed in prayer Tuesday as four topless women, who think they're men, attacked him with shouts and curses and doused him with water. The incident took place at the ULB University, of course, in Brussels, where the Archbishop was participating in a debate on blasphemy laws. The four women representing the pro-abortion and homosexual group, Femen.
Femen?
It's probably pronounced Femen.
Femen?
Yeah. Dude, these people are so confused, you don't...
Well, I'm confused listening.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep going. I'm confused, too, but it's real clear to me what's going on. It's, the American people think, for some reason, because of the state-run media, the homosexuals are under attack. I'm still trying to figure out who's attacking them. Yeah. Well, I see the homosexuals attacking everybody that doesn't agree with their ideology. Mm-hmm. Well, this is happening over in Brussels, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so the four women who think they're men, representing the pro-abortion homosexual group called Femen, or Femen, took to the stage where they disrobed to reveal black-painted slogans on their bare chests and backs, such as, "My body, my rules," and "Anus D is coming."
What?
They also held signs reading, "Stop homophobia," as they're attacking the priest. Mm-hmm. You seeing this, friends? The woman doused the archbishop with water from bottles formed in the image of the Virgin Mary. See, it's all a mockery. Folks, it's war with God. According to Femen, or Femen, Tuesday's attack was spurred by an interview 3 weeks ago where Archbishop Lenard, or Leonard, said that when speaking to Christians who are inclined to homosexuality, he suggests celibacy and is required for all single persons. Already in 2007, as Bishop Namur, Archbishop Leonard or Lenard was accused of an offense against the Belgian Anti-Racism Act for calling homosexual acts abnormal. The government came in because the Archbishop had said that homosexuality was abnormal. They tried to press charges against him, friends. By the way, this is exactly what's going on over in Canada, too. And there's an uprising of the people in Canada. Yep. Towards the homosexual communities. See, they got to be careful how they do this, friends. That's why they're indoctrinating the next generation to learn them to suppress their First Amendment rights. You agree with us or else is what they're teaching kids. At least they're trying to. Jake, just the other day when we were in Iowa,
yep.
Right before the event on Thursday at the college, DMAC, what did you see? What did you witness?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of little eighth graders.
Eighth graders.
13 or 14 years
old.
Pink shirts on. They were there for
anti-bullying.
And so I just asked the question, is this, you know, do you see a lot of Christian students being bullied? Oh, no, no. We don't see the Christian students being bullied. Really? Never? I mean, because when you look in the mainstream, it seems like Christians are getting a real bad rap in the public schools.
State-run
like
media wants you to believe.
That's right.
Yeah.
She said, well, no, that doesn't exist in our school. I walk around with my Bible, so on and so forth. Come to the end of it, we find out that this person, who I believe was very misled, I don't think that the adult was, but obviously the kids were. But the bullying was not even, she didn't even bring up GLBT or any of that kind of thing.
Nope.
She brought up handicapped students.
Yep.
Now, what person in the right mind would not say that you should not bully handicapped? So I don't care what kind of a student it is. You don't bully people. And by bullying, I mean physically harass
anybody.
Them.
Anybody.
Yeah, exactly. So
this isn't a special group of people that
right.
are being bullied, friends.
Right.
I mean, what kid didn't get bullied by some bully?
Yeah. And why did they get bullied? Well, because kids were being stupid. It's like breaking the law.
Okay, let's take it home. So, like, when you were, because if I went to your high school right mm-hmm. now, there's tons of dents all over the lockers
right.
with your name on them.
Why
did you get bullied? Was it because you didn't know when to shut your pie hole?
It could have been. I don't really recall. It very well could have been.
Well, let's call it for what it is, because in this particular situation in Brussels, the radical homosexuals are attacking and mm-hmm. targeting anybody that doesn't yeah. agree with them.
Oh.
So who's doing the bullying?
That's right.
And what do we see in America?
Same thing.
Same thing. Exactly.
Yep.
And you know what? I ain't moving.
Nope. And if you
and
look,
I ain't asking for permission to call homosexuality an abomination when God said that's exact. It is. No question about it.
But you see how the
So the homosexuals, what you're telling me, what took place in Iowa,
yeah.
So homosexuals are hiding behind handicapped students then.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
they
so they're doing
that.
Something different inside of the school,
mm-hmm.
but the news media is there to try to promulgate the lie and say it's yes. about this when, in fact, it's not about yeah. that. So they're saying the homosexuals in Iowa are being bullied when, in fact, when the kids left the bullying program, anti-bullying, of course,
yeah.
they found out it had nothing to do with the homosexuals, but that's what the homosexuals are using
yep.
to blur the lines.
That's right.
That's what you're saying.
Just like you said, they're using handicapped kids. They use black people.
Yes.
All the time.
Well, because why?
They use
Jewish
people.
Because they're the victims.
People. That's right.
Why? Because they're the victims.
But we're trying to figure out what are the crimes against the victims. I realize there's crimes in the past that have been rectified by Christian men and women who stood and said, listen, we are all created equal.
Yeah, but I'm not even going there. We got a black guitar player. We got a Hispanic singer. You know what? I'm not even going there. I treat them no different than I treat anybody else. I'm not better than they are.
So we have to take that same stance that Christians did when they eradicated that evil and eradicate this evil.
Yeah.
It's no different. It's just under a different mask.
But sin is moral, not physical.
You got that right.
Okay, so the homosexuals need to make that distinction, and of
start,
course they
yeah.
haven't done that.
Mm-hmm. It will lead to that physical action.
We'll get to that in just a second, but let me finish this piece, and then I'm going to bring you over to Floyd Corkins, the guy that walked into Family Research Center. I just watched the video of him trying to shoot as many people as he could,
yeah.
and then, folks, he told on himself. Mm-hmm. I'll let him do that. But to finish this off, the lesbians that took their shirts off, it's a hideous sign, my friends. It's a hideous, hideous visual. Wow. My mind's recollecting carnal thoughts right now, friends. I apologize. That's how bad these pictures are. Wow.
Is that decency?
It's
obviously not.
They should have been exposed for... Indecent exposure. But the point that I'm trying to make is there's nothing they were exposing.
Yeah.
So I can see why maybe they're confused a little bit in this
yeah.
particular situation.
Yeah.
But you should see the spewing come out of their mouth
mm-hmm.
at the priest. In 2007, as Bishop of Namur, Archbishop Lennard was accused of an offense against the Belgian Anti-Racism Act for calling homosexual acts abnormal.
That was
a crime there, friends, right?
Anti-Racism Act. What does that have to do with the color of your skin?
People are stupid.
Yeah, that's seriously.
Racism?
How did the two come together? This is a moral choice that somebody makes.
Oh, right.
Action.
Well, you know what? Next thing we're going to see is that thieves are being discriminated against uh-huh. because you can't just allow them break into your house to break yeah. in and steal whatever they want to. That's racism.
Right.
That's exactly
racism.
What this is.
That's right.
Because you're not allotting their crimes, friends, or allowing their crimes. They're creating names and they're trying to tag you with them in Belgium. Folks, America is becoming wide awake to this, what's going on right now, and it's good. It's a good thing. But let me go back to Belgium. In 2008, this archbishop was cleared of homophobia charges after appearing in court.
A homophobia charge?
Yes, yes. Okay. In 2010, as the new Archbishop of Brussels, the Archbishop was targeted by homosexual groups and condemned by the country's prime minister after he said that AIDS is a consequence of risky sexual behavior, including homosexual activity. Yep. See what they're using is special groups, folks, to do their bullying for them, says corrupt government. Because homosexuality is only a political battering ram that's being used as a government special interest, America. You have to figure this much out. Well, I know someone that's gay. That's great. Preach the word of God to them. Preach a lot of grace.
Yeah, I know.
90% law, 10% grace. They can get saved the same way that we are, right?
That's why we're on.
There's no special. You can't win them to Jesus when they're at war with his father, right? You just got to show them the cross. 2010, this archbishop was attacked at his cathedral by a man who shoved a cherry pie in the archbishop's face.
Shoved a cherry pie?
Again, in 2011, homosexual activists at the Catholic University of, I'm not even going to try to say it, near Brussels threw, even the spelling's different, it's English, Old English, a custard pie in the archbishop's face. Wouldn't that be considered assault in America?
Well,
come on, call it for what it is. Yep. Tell the truth and shame the homos.
If you're not in a pie-throwing contest and it's not a fundraiser.
Tell the truth and shame the homosexuals, man. I mean, really, that's what it comes down to.
Shame. You know, you brought it up before. As people are awakening to this, why? Because their crimes are giving them away. It's all based on crime. You go in there and you strip naked. That's a crime. You go in there and you start cursing publicly. That's a crime.
It's not only a crime. It's really transgression when you see the pictures.
Yeah.
It's really that.
Right?
Oh, it's gross.
It kind of feeds off crime. And then what are they?
Can you imagine the smell of their breath? I mean, they'd knock a buzzard off a poop wagon.
And whether they would or not.
Oh, they would. Dude, you got to look at the pictures.
It's just crying.
They're mad at something. Have you ever woke up in the morning and you're in a little compartment? This has never happened to me, by the way, folks. It's called preacher rule. Never have bad breath. But if you ever woke up in the morning, you can just taste your breath.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what. Our singer, I get around this guy, I can taste his breath across the room.
Really?
Oh, and it gets on you.
That's intense.
When I look at this picture, I can smell, I can taste it. It's that nasty.
Through the computer.
Yes, but here we have the radical lesbians, not only in Brussels, in Europe, and in Canada, friends, they're attacking anybody. I ain't moving. Floyd Corkins, the family research shooter, we're going to talk about him in just a minute, and let him tell you why he went after Family Research Center and where he found his information. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The dead doctors don't lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
So, talking about the radical lesbians attacking a priest in Brussels, what kind of rights do you think Eric Holder would give them?
Topless lesbians?
Yeah.
Maybe
a shirt?
Don't know. Maybe.
Maybe he'd probably
free
send
shirts.
Them over to foreign countries.
Possibly.
I mean, that's what
from.
I suggest. I mean, I think that if they don't like the way things are here, just
got
go find another.
Of countries around the globe.
And see how it works out for you there.
That's right.
Yeah. Floyd Corkins. Maybe he's mad at his mom because his last name is Corkins. The Family Research Council Center.
Council.
Says FRC. Shooter admitted he got his information. I'm not going to say it. But this is the guy that walked into Family Research Council in Washington, D.C. not too long ago, by the way. And he wanted to kill as many people as he could. Why? Can you go ahead and play that for us? Come on.
This building... this organization, how did you find it? Did you like look it up online, or how did you know about
it? Southern Poverty Law lists anti-gay groups.
Okay, so hang on a second. So Floyd Corkins just said, I'll let you hear it again in a minute here, he found his information on anti-gay groups, which we just happen to be a part of, friends, on Southern Poverty Law Center, who used to defend the KKK in the 60s, against the victims, which were the blacks in those days. They were actually defending the criminals. So Floyd Corkins gets the idea, goes to the blueprint, finds the address of Family Research Council with a gun, and he attempts to kill as many people as he can. And he just told you, America, that he got his information from Southern Poverty Law Center.
Right on their website. There's a big list there.
As they're targeting anybody that doesn't agree with their ideology, just like this administration. Now, that's discrimination, friends. That's truly discrimination. Can you pull up Mark Polfak or whatever his name is? Can you get... yeah. But go ahead and let's hear Floyd, out of his own pie hole, tell you where he got the idea and the information and the... well, he probably got directions there, too. I don't know.
Possibly.
Maybe they got, like an OnStar button to tell you if you want to kill as many people as possible, then just go over here.
Well, how do you think he found out about Chick-fil-A? I mean, why does he want to smear chicken sandwiches over the dead?
Aren't those the guys
face?
That stood up against the immorality through homosexual marriage? Yes, and they got huge support from the American people.
Made a lot of cha-ching.
Oh, they're probably saying, hey, homosexuals, would you guys do that again for us, please? That was great.
We couldn't have paid for that.
Listen to this. Mark... Potok, director of intelligence, they call it, at Southern Poverty Law Center said, sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. Can we hear one more time from our friend?
Southern Poverty Law lists anti-gay groups, like not online.
Okay.
Got it offline.
Site, stuff like that.
Okay.
Wow.
Told the FBI. Do you think the Southern Poverty Law then should have any
ramifications? Wait a second. I thought the homosexuals were the victims.
Well, not in this case.
I didn't see anybody arming themselves and go after a bunch of homosexuals.
I've never seen it.
Well, I've seen a homosexual go in and target Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
And a website that told him where to find those Christians.
Isn't that interesting?
As they targeted those Christians.
What would happen if you or I did that, Jake?
Well,
we'd probably get in trouble for something like that, right?
I'm sure in jail or something like that, yeah.
Well, I mean, they're over in Brussels. They're attacking bishops that are calling homosexuality for what it is.
That's a homophobia law?
Yep, and there is the definition of totalitarianism. Mm-hmm. You attack.
Same methods.
Well, you perpetuate the crime.
And while you try to grab a hold of the law, which is based on what you think and believe.
And the only way they can do that is through the ignorance of its subjects.
That's right.
Yes.
And an ignorant
citizen. And in this country, you're not subjects.
That's for sure.
Yes.
You are that government.
You are the power.
Who was it? John Dickinson said,
what kind
ignorance
of power
is conducive to slavery.
Yeah, that's right. What kind of rights do you think Eric Holder would give Darth Vader? Better yet, Kermit the Frog.
No, I've never thought on this
or
topic.
Or Curious George.
Curious George?
Yeah, what kind?
There's some type of animal rights. Maybe give him a lawyer or something like that.
Mickey Mouse.
Because
these are all the people that he could probably convince.
That's true.
That he has the power to give rights that are unlawful. Yeah, subhumans, yeah.
That's right.
I went in and asked our singer during a break, I said, are you subhuman? He said, sure.
Ooh.
What does that subhuman mean?
It's actually a derogatory statement.
Is this the same kind of mentality that this administration wanted to get through its Harvard professors? That maybe we should give rights to animals, too, and get lawyers for
Of course, animals. Because animals have rights.
I'm not kidding you. This is true.
Animals have rights.
Yeah. Sunstein, that joker. Yeah.
And animals actually talk to Cass. And
that was one of his czars.
He understands animals when they talk.
Well, we know what kind of rights that this administration gives to its czars. Go ahead. It's like a 007 license that you can go ahead and do what you want, how you want, and there's no consequence.
It's a presidential authority. It's all yours.
He's got executive orders, I guess, to trample the Constitution, so the American people believe.
Who is the crazy, who's the crazy homosexual guy that, Kevin Jennings?
Yeah.
But in America, it got a little bit too deep for him.
It did.
So he had to gracefully resign and back out. Kind of reminds me of maybe Hill of Beans.
Are you talking about the guy that wrote the foreword to the book, Queering the Elementary?
Yeah. Pretty radical guy.
Obama's safe schools are.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wanted to go to the children, of course. I mean, that's why it's a safe school, right?
Yeah. I mean, you have the fox and the chicken coop protecting the chickens.
That's right.
Yeah. See that?
You think they're going to be protected?
That's the illusion, dummy. You're supposed to believe what I say.
We're guarding our chickens.
Yes,
and
your
we're
chickens.
Planning out the days of the week that we eat them.
They're not guarding their chickens. They're guarding your chickens to those that put their kids in public schools.
True.
Yeah,
that is true. Yeah. Live and open prey.
Yeah.
You got to love your kids enough to stand for your kids.
So, I don't know. What kind of rights do you think that Attorney General Eric Holder, Department of Injustice, would give, I don't know, Sam Hill?
Sam Hill?
Yeah.
I don't know who Sam Hill is.
He's the little cowboy with the big red beard.
Oh, Yosemite Sam?
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you think he'd give him the right to bear arms? I would hope he would.
Well,
that's
true. He probably doesn't like him.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
their
gun agenda just failed because the American people stood up. Congratulations.
It happens every time.
Yep. Without fail.
Maybe
the American people should stand up for their children now and family.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the same thing could happen?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Almost definitely.
Yeah. Well, we just heard from an FBI agent today that we have Islamic terrorists in the United States right now. He's an informant.
Yeah.
Telling the American people that they are in the United States and they could pull a jihad anytime. But this administration entertains them.
Mm. Run over to the White House, fellas.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, do you think they've got that figured out yet?
I don't know. I mean, one would think they're either completely and or radically stupid.
I know what my father said. He said, consider this, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. In other words, return unto me,
America.
The Lord says, yeah.
Seems America better do it. It seems the only defense that we have is in America.
It's a good,
our God.
It's a good place to be.
When we're in obedience and under the blood of his son, Jesus Christ.
Right. What kind of rights do you propose that this little tyrant, despot in which he is, what do you think he's going to say when he stands before Christ on judgment day, because it's scripture that it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. What do you think he's going to say then? He's probably just going to, because he already knows what he does. He already knows who he's warring against.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think that's going to work out for him? Probably isn't.
His knee's going to bow.
Yeah.
His tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Yeah. And so is his pimp.
And he's going to receive the recompense of his own sin upon himself.
Yep. And his pimp's pimp.
Yep.
It's pimp.
Every one of them.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be a great day. And we get to see this happen. Yeah. Because it says in the book of 1 Corinthians that we're going to judge men.
That's true.
Yeah, and angels. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, wait a second. I heard from the Common Day preacher that we're not to judge.
Like, judge not lest you be judged?
Yeah, isn't the Bible say, too, that the judgment starts in the house of God? But that's what we leave off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Judge oneself so that you can judge.
Well, some do anyways, yeah.
I mean, the Bible says to pull the mote out of your eye, right? So you can see the beam in your, or pull the beam out of your eye so you can see the mote in your brother's eye.
Yeah.
But it seems to me that the context of that is, okay, if I judge myself, then I can see clear so that I can judge others.
You know, I was just reading this morning of Samuel, in 1 Samuel, about how Eli, because he didn't deal with Hophni and Phinehas, they transgressed God's covenant.
Yep.
That God brought him to judgment, and Samuel actually seen judgment upon the heads of Eli, whose eyes went dim, and his son, because he didn't restrain them from transgressing, he judged that nation.
And gets that, the whole nation.
Yep, and the Philistines, the enemies of God, rose up against the Philistines, or against the children Israel. Of Israel. And what's interesting about that story is, the people thought they were going to bring the Ten Commandments in, just the presence of the Ark of God, and it scared the Philistines, it did. But what's interesting about all of that is once they took the Ark of God out, Phinehas' wife actually named their child Ichabod.
Yeah.
And Ichabod means the glory of God has departed. And isn't that what government's trying to do today?
Yeah.
To destroy the country inadvertently in some cases?
Yeah.
They're trying to get rid of the glory of God. They're trying to get rid of the Ark of God. They're trying to get rid of the Ark. What's inside of the Ark, Jake? I'm just curious.
The testimony, that's the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, the law, the Torah, right? The Decalogue, yeah? The Pentateuch.
Tells us all what's right and what's wrong.
It does, and it's interesting that it's all there, and that's what government is attempting to eradicate today. But what happened when it did happen for Hophni, Phinehas, and Eli? What happened?
They met their creator quick.
Yes, they did. And God promised judgment, didn't he?
Yep.
They were beyond reconciliatory measures. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they knew what they were doing.
That's right. The choices they themselves made.
That's right.
Yep.
But once that ark of the covenant went over into the Philistines' land, how did that work out for them?
Didn't work very good for the Philistines.
Yeah.
God's name and his glory were compromised.
Yeah, because every morning Dagon was on the ground.
Missing his hands, missing his head.
Listen to this. A fish god.
Right.
Ooh, I bet that was stinky.
Yeah, it probably was.
Tuna?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, I don't know what kind.
You have men so debased that they actually worship a fish god.
That's right.
Or what about these environmentalists whack? What did they do?
What do they worship?
You know, it's like God. What did God appoint them at a set time to save America?
Of the animals. That's right.
And who's the problem according to these sick
people? Of course, right, God's creation.
Totally. Yeah, Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Check me out online.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Officials in the city of North Miami, Florida, have decided not to discriminate against. They didn't want to discriminate against.
I wouldn't want to either.
They didn't want to discriminate against local residents who want to mark National Day of Prayer on May 2nd with an event that utilizes city property and equipment. Look at how backwards this is.
Like, that's a celebration, right?
I would take it right there.
I can't.
Go for it.
I can't even remember in my community where there was ever any issue of separation of church and state.
Hang on a second. And the move has earned the praises of officials with Liberty Council who joined the argument after an anti-religion organization, all three of them, urged the city to impose special restrictions on the plans because of the participants' viewpoint. That's called viewpoint discrimination, friends. That's illegal. The Supreme Court has been very clear that the government may not exclude individuals or groups from public property or a government-created limited public forum simply because the speakers are religious or because they wish to communicate a religious message, said Matt Staver, the founder of Liberty Council. Mm-hmm. On May 2nd, thousands of National Day of Prayer events will take place across America. Despite the best efforts of all three of them, the atheist groups, to remove God from the public square, Staver said. I added, of course, all three
of them. How in the world? That's right, because there's only three.
That's probably, and they're probably on the phone right now. Hey, can you guys call them the local media? Can you guys help us out? Hey, Piers.
That's right.
Hey, Piers Morgan, can you help us out, man? By the way, I thought he was moving.
Take some of those. I thought he was, too. Hasn't moved yet?
Well, he's probably trying to figure out a country to go to
because
nobody wants him.
Gotcha. They all recognize
him. Plus, he's probably got bad breath.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Did you hear the senator just the other day ask him when he was going to be moving? I just seen this today. This is great.
What was his response?
Can you find this? Of course, he ignored it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because
he didn't even address it.
Because the president, the anti-American president, is actually calling it a sad day when the American people, you know, when Senate didn't go along with him to lynch the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He called it a sad day.
Sad day when the
people's
rights are
protected. Folks, that's how backwards these people are. Yes.
People's ability to protect themselves, their lives, their property, their families.
The good news here is, Jake, is the conservatives are still trying to figure out why Obama doesn't like America.
Yeah, what's going on? Why does he keep doing these same things over and over again? Why doesn't he stop when we beat him?
You know? Yeah, I'm talking to his left or right-hand man, right?
Why?
Hey, can you tell me, doesn't Obama like us?
Well,
doesn't he like us 6 years later? What does he need to do?
See, Obama loves America, and you boys are selling a lot of papers. You're selling a lot of books right now talking about Obama and saying bad things about him. So
love that.
I don't know if you guys really want to tick me off right now, and why would you want to tick off the president? I mean, you're making a living after
that. That's true.
You know, we're making a living, and, you know, hey, maybe next time we'll
that will watch it and listen to it.
Yeah. Besides, yeah. I mean, he takes John Boehner golfing, and he works with a lot of conservatives, and, he even gets invited to churches and things like that. So,
right.
I mean, I don't understand what you guys are all against.
Hey, even going to Planned Parenthood and asking God to bless the events, said the president.
I mean, come on, guys. Isn't that good? Don't you guys like that God thing?
Oh, my gosh. Friends, I want to tell you something. That is hastening to judgment.
Yes, it is.
When a man will do that, it's like, okay, you're already past lines here.
Yep.
You know, another interesting point. Did anybody see this? Are you guys trying to figure this guy out? Okay, cool. They're pulling it up for you right now, friends. The senator actually asking the question as to when are you leaving Pierce?
Axon Pierce.
Now, just hang on a second. How is it that the Bushes, Jimmy Carter, Clinton, and Barack Hussein Obama all sit in a room smiling and complimenting one another? How does that work? I mean, you'd think that, you know, because of the conservatives, they're too foolish to look behind the curtain of the Bush administration. It amazes me that the people haven't figured out, because they're all one and the same. They're all calling for a new world order.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, isn't that a question that everybody should be asking themselves? How is it that this president is getting along with the guy that he's been blaming since day one?
That makes no sense.
All right, listen to this, friends. Tennessee State Senator to Piers Morgan, now that gun control has failed, he said, where are you moving? Check it out.
Nothing by itself, just like a pressure cooker does absolutely nothing by itself. And now that gun control has failed, Pierce, I'm wondering, when are you going to move back to England? Because everybody in Tennessee is dying to know.
Yeah, well, I'm going to hang around and just see if people can't grow enough courage in this country to face the reality of your gun violence problem. But in terms of what you did here...
Your gun violence problem.
Doesn't he... Let's go into his living room. Let's be creative here.
Yeah.
Let's go into his living room.
Going to Pierce's living room?
Yeah. All right. Probably got a living room. He's probably all by himself. Probably doesn't have a friend in the world. That's his fault, not anybody else's. Don't feel sorry for him. Just, can you imagine what goes on in his living room? He's probably got pictures of himself all over the room.
Sure.
His kitchen's probably filled to the hilt. I mean, to the very top with... Twinkies. Oh, that's right. Twinkies are gone because unions pushed them out of power.
Do you think
or out of existence. I'm sorry. But
think he's got an armed guard outside of his living room?
Well, protecting his... Well, no, he's got an armed guard in front of his fridge. What kind of rights do you think Attorney General gave Piers Morgan? Especially knowing CNN hired him, knowing that he was criminal in Britain. I'm curious.
I give him the right to attack the Constitution.
I've heard someone say before, when you're facetious, you can't influence. You have to be facetious, friends, because if you don't, you go home and you'll probably jump off a bridge somewhere. It's how ridiculous the mentality is. Even the acceptance of the state-run media, it's just that bad.
I think it's taking it to
nobody
the next
believes
step.
It, you know?
I think it's taking it to the next step. I mean, when you're sarcastic.
Are you leaving Piers Morgan's living room? Because I bet he probably sits there.
Where do you think he lives?
I don't know. He's probably got a little machine that pulls his finger whenever he eats. I mean, you know what
I mean?
They
make a machine like that?
I think they probably do.
Wow. Is that a government-subsidized program?
And he's probably got a paid armed guard standing guard over his fridge.
To protect his finger so that he can pull it, right?
Yeah. He's getting a little hefty there, guys.
Protect Piers' finger.
Well, I'm sure he's probably figured out everybody in this country can't stand him.
Yeah,
but he's probably laughs because he probably says, you know what? I know we got a really low rating, but these people still watch me. All of you Americans still know who I am. Mm-hmm. We know what the enemy's doing.
I wouldn't doubt. Well, that YouTube. I know the YouTube views probably exploded for CNN because of Piers, as he was getting spanked by different people, including the senator here, who's wondering when he's going to go.
He's probably got a machine at home doing that too.
Yeah,
but Attorney General probably gave him a right to have a machine that spanks him. You think
that has a right to Piers spank
It's called the discrimination machine.
Yeah. We're going to discriminate against...
anybody.
Yeah, and they get a spanking.
Actually, you can't discriminate against anybody except Christians and, I suppose, white people.
White people? Sure.
I mean that's what I would think.
Right?
I mean, that's pretty much the signal, isn't it?
They deserve it. That's the signal to me.
I would think
we're sending it to the next generation, too. I mean, gosh, white people are evil.
Yeah. Doesn't the Bible say something about not basically laying to the charge?
That's in the Constitution, too.
Of the sons to the father? No, sin is only laid to the person committing the crime.
That's right. It says in the Constitution, too.
Man, we're just...
You're not
going to
be discriminated because of the sin of your father.
We're accused of everything, Jake.
Yes. And why?
But the good, we never talk about that.
No. Not the good that's established this, not the good that's given
us
the pathway
to liberty. You know what's sad about this is it was white people, Jake, that actually gave them a privilege to be in office.
That's true. You know what else is sad about it, too? How many black founders there were?
Yes.
I mean, that's an entirely separate subject.
A lot of heroes, too.
But tons
abolitionists,
of them.
Yes. Yep.
But why
in England as well. Wilberforce.
Why don't... I mean, I'm literally speaking of black people that were our founding fathers.
Right.
Preachers and people that fought for
the
Revolution.
Are you talking about Frederick Douglass?
In the Revolution. Well, he was a little after that.
Are you talking about John Adams and Abigail Adams?
During
Are you talking about John Quincy
time.
Adams?
Okay. No, but I'm literally talking about black people that
Are you talking about Thomas Jefferson
on.
Who actually armed his slaves?
No,
and
I'm
he called 117
about,
souls in his family, or what are you talking about?
No, Jefferson was white. I'm talking about actually literally black people that were founders of our country. But listen to this. They don't teach that in the revised history because then if blacks helped found this country, then we can't claim the victim status anymore. There's plenty of black folks that helped establish America. There's plenty of persecuted, but just like plenty of white people that are persecuted too. Seems to me that Thomas Jefferson or George Washington or John Adams could have been hung from a tree by King George's servants. That's what they wanted to see.
Yeah.
They had committed treason against that government, so they were just as marked. And they were just as victimized, if you will. But they stood up and overcame that and gave us the liberty that we have right now, which set the stage for a man like MLK Jr. to come in and take those tools that God gave to bring even more liberty and even more freedom to people as a whole, because he realized that if law doesn't reign supreme in this country, nobody's liberty is safe, because an injustice done anywhere in America is a threat to justice everywhere.
Yeah, did you see the new signs coming out called Black Power? Wasn't it MLK that said black power is as dangerous as white power? It is, of course. Same motive,
power doesn't
right?
have a color.
Yeah.
Power is given to the hand of law enforcement agencies to keep
the law.
Justice.
The law is supposed to be in the hand of God through the people.
That's right.
End of story.
According to his standard.
That's right. Not our opinion.
That's right.
Not
our color.
Judgment. That's right. Color has nothing to do with it.
Not where we live.
No.
Both ways. That's
we're to be judged, Thaddeus even said, according to the 14th Amendment, that we're to be judged according to what? This purified republic will what?
According to the content of our character, not the color of our skin.
Thank you. The content of our character. Really?
So what we do,
well,
our actions are.
Maybe just white people have character. But what, I don't know. What kind of rights do you think Attorney General Eric Holder would have gave Martin Luther King? If Martin Luther King would have been here,
he probably would have tried to lock him up.
Attorney General would have probably been thrown in jail a long time ago. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com, First John 3:18. Check us out online. Talk to you in 2 days. See you.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.